Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! I hope everybody's well rested because we have so much to discuss. Now, Headcrack is out, but as you can see there, the rest of the crew is there. Happy
we're
and happy
here.
Hello, darling.
Hi, everybody.
All right, so later in the show, we have our friend Andrew Freund. He hit the red carpet at the Golden Globes. We're going to talk about that. Plus, Kendall Jenner made an announcement, a really big announcement that made a lot of people mad. But first, Brat, what you got?
Well, Heidi, last night was the beginning of the award season, and all the stars were out in their finest for the 76th annual Golden Globe Awards, hosted by Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh, who did a pretty decent job.
Yeah.
But the biggest surprise of the night was that Lady Gaga did not win Best Actress for A Star Is Born like many expected.
All of us, actually.
Okay, we all expected that. Well, Glenn Close won that award instead for the movie The Wife, but Gaga did win a Globe for Best Original Song for Shallow from the movie. Okay, so she did get something.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And it's kind of hard to be Glenn Close now.
Okay.
Yeah,
you talk about well seasoned. Okay. And the movie A Star Is Born ended up losing as well as Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie about Queen, got the award for Best Drama Movie. Mm. So what do y'all think about the ceremony? You know, was it happy or sad? Was y'all happy or sad about any of the winners? Did y'all even watch it?
I turned it on when Regina King won her award. So,
Oh, my God.
Yes, congratulations to Regina King.
Yeah. But so I'm saddened about Lady Gaga, though. I mean, you know, all the queens all over the country were real hurt by that. But Glenn Close is a veteran.
Because I know y'all was having a watch party for the monsters.
Exactly.
Yeah. Pretty sure when she realized that Glenn Close was in her category, she knew she wasn't going to win.
At least it was close.
She
was still hoping for it, though.
It was close, right. I was trying to find a close joke, Frank. That's well played.
By the way, speaking of Golden Globes, the Globes were out in full effect last night. It was insane.
Oh, yeah. A lot of dresses showing globes.
Very much so. Like, they always go through trends, like sometimes not, but last night it was like, oh, boobies. A lot of boobies. Like,
that should always be the theme. It's the Golden Globes.
It's the Golden Globes.
So the women should come with their boobies, like, glistened up.
Yeah. I got the globes out for you, Heidi. Real Golden Globes. So the awards last night wasn't all about the glitz and glamour. There was a little shade possibly being thrown as well. Yes, honey. Chrissy Metz, one of the stars from This Is Us, was being interviewed on the Golden Globes Facebook Live pre-show when the host of the show asked Chrissy about fellow actress and nominee Alison Brie of Netflix's Glow. Chrissy said this. Take a listen.
Do you know a girl named Alison Brie?
Do I?
Well, I hear she's at the other end of the carpet.
Oh.
Let's go see Alison Brie. Whoever.
I'm like, do I? She's such a baby.
Wait. Play it again, because I heard it.
Let's go see Alison Brie. Whoever.
I'm like, do I? She's such a baby.
That is the controversy.
She's such a bitch.
But now Chrissy Metz isn't Chrissy Metz saying, no, I would never have said that. I said she's such a babe.
I know I heard the chew. Okay? I kind of heard the babe.
Okay.
I've never gotten mistaken for being called babe than was called a bitch or vice versa. Okay?
Unless you hiccup while saying babe.
Because before that, she was like, yeah, whatever.
Well, Chrissy, who isn't known to be causing any drama, tweeted this. It's terribly unfortunate anyone would think, much less run a story completely fabricated. I adore for Allison and would never say a bad word about her. And Allison posted this pic in her Insta story with the caption, "Nothing but love for Chrissy Metz. Rumors can't keep us down." So what do y'all think?
Even if she said bitch, it's like Frank being on a red carpet. I'm like, that's never gonna happen. Yeah. But anyway, let's say that hypothetically, he's on a red carpet and asked about me. He's like, oh yeah, Heidi, she's such a bitch.
Right.
If we're friends, then I'm like, oh, he's messing around. Like, right. Of course you're gonna say that about me on the red carpet.
And I don't think she really meant it like that either, because let me tell you how I would have said it, uh-huh. Right? First of all, we're looking at these women at their top. They got on these gowns looking gorgeous. She probably was like, oh, look at her. She's such a bitch. Like, you know, she's looking good. Like,
I don't know. So
if you were joking around, they ask you if you know somebody. If you do know Allison Brie, it's like, where is that bitch? She here? I mean, that's right. It's gotta be instant.
And don't be trying to clean it up saying babe. We know the difference between babe and bitch. Yeah.
Well, with all this Golden Globes talk, there's one person that we have not mentioned yet, and they pretty much stole the show, and I'm talking about model Kelleth Cuthbert. So she was hired by Fiji to pass out bottles of water to guests on the red carpet.
Oh, yeah.
But she did a lot more than that. She started photobombing celebs.
Oh, this is legendary,
well.
Y'all. This is legendary.
She has created her own character now.
Yes,
as
she
Fiji
has.
Girl. She could just show up anywhere with Fiji water. Now she's Fiji girl forever.
She's in every shot. You see that blue dress.
See, normally, don't the photographer be like, get out the picture?
Yeah.
They just let her be in it.
Yeah.
So maybe Fiji did pay for this.
Oh, they paid, honey.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Heck
product
yeah.
Placement, darling.
Exactly.
But what I feel bad for Fiji is, I mean, no one's taken the... It looks kind of bad because she's got those two bottles all night.
Y'all, I was just about to say, I literally cannot stand being photobombed.
That's what I said.
Like,
most
I don't know
why.
It irks my nerves. Like, this is what I do. If you photobomb me and it's a good picture and I want to post it, I will go in an app and, like, literally sit there and blur your face out.
Oh, yeah, FaceTime's not
petty like that.
Yeah. You can do that. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at these pictures, for the most part, you could crop her out pretty easily. They don't understand our pain from our generation.
Right.
You're taking a great picture and you're looking all cute and some idiot decides to go bunny ears. You can't crop, but, you know, you can't get rid of that.
About the one where she's looking right into the camera, the first one with the guy.
Okay.
I mean,
she totally struck a pose like she was with him.
Well, fans are not very happy with Kendall Jenner, and this is all thanks to her momager. Yeah, that's now a word. Kris Jenner. Now, apparently over the weekend, Kris Jenner went on social media, and she told everybody to expect a big reveal from Kendall Jenner. Got fans really, really excited. She used a lot of really exciting hashtags. She said, make sure to watch at Kendall Jenner's Twitter on Sunday night to find out what I'm talking about and be prepared to be moved.
Ooh.
Oh,
hashtag be the change.
So dramatic.
Hashtag share your story. Hashtag change the conversation. Hashtag proud mom. Hashtag finally a solution.
Get
hashtag
ready.
Authenticity. Hashtag my daughter inspires me. Get ready. So everyone's like, my God, is Kendall Jenner getting married? Is Kendall Jenner kind of a baby? I mean, what's the deal?
What black man Kendall Jenner with now?
What's happening? Well, that black man's name is Proactive. Okay?
Proactive Jones.
Yeah, Proactive Johnson. And,
clearing it up.
Yes.
That's it turns out
goes.
That's the big reveal. Because remember, she was on a red carpet, I think, last year. And
vitamin D.
Fans were giving her a hard time about some acne scarring and some acne and stuff. So now, of course, like the Kendall, like the Jenners and the Kardashians, what did she do? She turned it into money. She is now the spokesperson for Proactive. That was the big reveal.
Guess what? That's when your haters have raised you up, honey. Because they was coming for her skin. And now she's going to turn around and make some money off of it.
Girl.
I'm not mad at her, honey.
Can't be mad.
But people are mad at her because, you know, Kris Jenner got them geared up like, oh my God, what's the big announcement?
Exactly.
This is so exciting. And so one person said, if Kendall Jenner's big speech is about her having acne and anxiety, I'm setting Chris's Birkin closet on fire.
Well, don't you think being in that family is going to be a lot of pressure to be beautiful?
Perfect.
I mean, she's the one daughter that actually has an acne issue. I mean, that would totally cause anxiety because you're growing up, you're getting all your zits, the show's becoming popular, you're like, come on, Mom, I got whiteheads. Like, come to dinner, the show started. I mean, it sucks.
Who's she messing with? Because she's messing with somebody.
The basketball player.
Yeah, she's messing with basketball. She shouldn't have acne. Yeah, she got a basketball player. I'm sure she's active.
What does that got to do with her skin?
If you're having sex damage, you don't get blemishes.
Then your skin should be super clear. Up next, would you like Rosario Dawson as your future first lady? We'll explain how that could happen after the break. Dish
Nation. Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS. Well,
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again here, Craig.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, y'all, it looked like we got a new smash alert.
Smash this time, girl.
That's right, honey. Word on the street, y'all, is actress Rosario Dawson may be on her way to becoming First Lady.
What? She was of the United Obama?
No, hell no.
Oh, First Lady.
According to sources, she was spotted out on a movie date with potential presidential candidate, Senator Cory Booker.
Oh.
I don't even know who that is.
I know who he is, honey. Yeah. I long saw him in church, but he used to date Gail, Oprah's
Gail
best
King.
Friend.
Oh, he used to date Gail? Really? Yeah. I know somebody else used to date, too, but...
Oh, you do?
He's a good look, though.
Yeah, yeah, right. We look like a square.
But that's what you want in a president, right?
Well,
you want some square in there.
Yeah.
What y'all think about Rosario being like a first lady, though?
Okay, well, I tell you this now. I love Rosario, but we have all seen her breasts before.
Yeah.
Remember, he got game?
Yes.
Yes.
That means she can't be a first lady because we've seen
it. No, because we got one right now who we done seen everything.
Okay. Okay. She exposed that. Mm-mm.
We done seen it. That's it. She's cleaned up.
She allegedly used to date Jay-Z, and I don't like that because Beyonce would be feeling a certain kind of way if she was the first lady. That's not a good look. She might have been Becky with the good hair.
Ooh. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, you didn't, Gary.
Now she Becky.
And he ain't never been married. He's about 50.
What happened with him and Gail, Gary?
I think, honey, maybe it's oversight, girl. He's not the one. But when he was running for president, when he was running for office or whatever, he is smart.
Okay.
And Gail likes smart men because her husband was an attorney.
Oh, that's some tea, though. I didn't know he was with Gail.
Yeah, honey, they played allegedly.
Not they played.
They played a little bit. Well, moving on, seems like this is the new wave, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so a woman named Alexa Greenfield is making news after she was spotted at the U.S. opening. Guess what she was doing, y'all?
What?
Dipping her daggone chicken tender in some Coca-Cola soda.
What?
Yes. Wait, what?
Yes.
So if you do that, it won't be crunchy no more.
Well, listen, before we get into it, take a look at this video.
Cindy, look at that. Dipping the chicken finger into the soda? That's a new one.
I haven't seen that before.
Renee, have you tried that?
No.
I don't think so.
Maybe wants a little sweeter? I don't know.
I guess. Got some fries there. Yeah.
Well, y'all, she received so much media attention from this. She is now launching a new product called Cola Sauce.
No.
That's right.
Honey. So she dipped it in there with ice and the straw and everything. Yeah.
That's what I was
confused
about.
I mean, she took
about.
A serious dunk, so once you do that, it ain't even hot no more, right?
And then my thing,
it's soggy. And here my biggest question. Yeah. Is she going to drink the Coke after she got little bits of
evidently
chicken
she
in?
Is. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
It's going to be like greasy.
I was just going to say that. That grease is right around in there.
It's going to sit on the top.
Do y'all have any crazy, like, food habits like this?
Well, mine ain't weird, but my auntie makes fried ribs, and I love them. Yes, just like a piece of fried chicken, she fries the ribs. It's on my Instagram, honey.
Is it moist?
When I tell you they so good, it's like a piece of good old fried chicken. It's tender, it's good. And then she'll smother them and then put homemade gravy on them.
But they be
meaty, okay, we need to do
fat.
A taste.
It's so good.
Well, I like mayonnaise on my French fries.
Really? On your French fries?
Yes.
I'm just getting used to ranch on the French fries.
Really?
Mayonnaise on the French
mayonnaise
fries?
Mayonnaise and ketchup, yes.
Okay, you didn't say ketchup
before. You didn't say
you
ketchup.
Just said mayonnaise.
Well, yeah, I mean, but mayonnaise, I'll eat them sometimes. When I buy my French fries, if I don't have ketchup, I use the mayonnaise, but I love mayonnaise on my French fries.
That is weird. You gotta have some creamy in your mouth, huh?
Bitch, look. All right, up next, we send Andrew Freund to the Golden Globes red carpet to dish with all the stars. Come right back for that. And promotional consideration by...
Pain wants to stop you. Like that's gonna happen. Icy hot. Icy to dull, hot to relax. Rise from pain. icy hot.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew Freund here on the red carpet at the 76th Annual Golden Globe Awards. Let's do this. Are they really in there? Are the winners really in these things, or are these just props?
The winners aren't, but their names are.
Is he telling the truth?
Possibly.
What if I tried to grab one of those suitcases from you right now?
You wouldn't go very far.
He's got an iron grip. All right, get out of here, guys. Get out. What's the proper way that I could slay a red carpet? How do you slay a red carpet at these things?
Just gotta let it come to you, man.
How does it come to you?
Did you see that?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Vice is a big nominee tonight.
Yes.
If Henry Winkler was running for president, who would you pick as your vice?
Great.
That is a very good question.
What about Sandra Bullock?
That would be a good one. Let's go with Sandy.
Okay, we're going with
girl.
Sandy.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston. I don't know why. I just love her.
Pick me.
Okay.
I'll do such a good job.
Oh, I would pick Kristen Bell.
Regina.
Absolutely. This woman is so majestic. Oh, I would leave it on. I want you on my cheek.
Who do you hope to run into in the bathroom? I'll start with you.
Is Barack Obama here? That'd be cool.
He might be. All right, we got one for Barack.
Two for Barack.
I want Michelle Obama.
Jennifer Aniston. Oh my God, she's gonna think I'm such a loser.
Olivia Colman or the entire cast of Killing Eve.
What are you excited about the most?
There's a lot of free champagne, so that'll be cool.
How do you pace yourself party-wise? I feel like there's lots of alcohol things, or how do you pace yourself?
Not me. I can't do that.
Very good.
I hop around.
What goes on inside that room, TP?
I have no idea. I've never been here.
This is your first time?
First time. I've only watched it on television. And on television, everybody looks really drunk. I'll be sure to tell you if they are when I get in there.
Will you get a little tipsy?
Mind your business.
How do you pace yourself party-wise at these things? Because there's a lot of booze in that joint over there.
There is water. Water and wearing a dress with an easy release.
How do you pace yourself on all the free champagne?
My mom's here. I'm not drinking.
Mom, are they allowed to get a little tipsy tonight?
Not at all.
Who's one of your favorite people on Dish Nation?
Portia.
Portia.
Has to be Portia.
Portia girl, I love you. This is Ryan Jamal Swain, one of your biggest fans. Also, hopefully you're watching the show and telling your people to watch it too. That's all. Love you, girl.
And Portia, you are flawlessly gorgeous.
Sick thing, darling. You're sick thing.
Beautiful. We love you.
Give me my mic. Well, that's a wrap from the red carpet at the 76th Annual Golden Globe Awards. I think I'm going to go join the party. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. It's time for the second Smash Alert for the day. Now, get ready for this. I mean, okay. This is only 1 week into 2019, and everybody's getting some.
Okay.
Get a load of this. Pete Davidson.
Yeah?
And Kate Beckinsale.
Shut your face.
I know. Rumor has it they were seen at the Netflix Golden Globe party out on the patio, sipping some bubbly, and they left together.
What?
Yes, Ariana Grande. Who? Kate Beckinsale. She's 45 years old. He's 25. Major cougar action.
Oh, my God.
She's smoking hot.
Really,
I love her.
She really is, like, arguably one of the most beautiful women.
And this is proof that Ariana Grande did boost Pete Davidson's sellability as a sexy guy, because now look what he's pulling. This is ridiculous.
Well, that is an upgrade to Kate Beckinsale. I mean, he went from a grande to a venti, in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
So weird to say, but you remember he had that really horrible breakdown on social media. And people
playing
like,
the vulnerability card where it's like, oh, okay,
so
you poor thing.
So Kate sees him at this Golden Globes party. It's like, I want to go over to him and make sure.
So maybe she just took him home, tucked him in.
Give him a little hope.
A little kiss on the forehead.
Or just to be like, listen, I think
tomorrow's going to be a better day, Pete.
Wouldn't that make you feel better? Leave. Kate Beckinsale was looking over you with her Golden Globe bosom.
Oh,
just
my God.
Going, everything, with her British accent. She's like, darling, everything's going to be okay in the morning. It's fine, yes. Darling. Tomorrow's another day. The sun comes up. And you're like, okay.
Hold me, mommy. Bitty.
Would you feel better?
I would feel better.
There you go.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.